Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Although they don't speak much during the first year of life, infants are still intently focused on language. And as Phil Fisher, professor of psychology at the University of Oregon, explains, infants frequently respond to the tone of conversations around them.
Adverse childhood experiences such as maltreatment and extreme poverty can impact many areas of health and mental health and can also affect the architecture of the developing brain. But we know much less about whether more moderate and common forms of early life stress such as family conflict affect brain development. We know especially little about how stressors impact brain functioning during infancy, a time when the brain is developing rapidly and may be particularly vulnerable to stress. In a recent study, my graduate student Alice Graham, together with my colleague Jennifer Pfeiffer and I, examined conflict between parents, a relatively moderate form of early life stress, and associations with brain functioning during infancy. In order to do this, we used a fairly new technique that involves having infants sleep while collecting functional magnetic resonance imaging, or fMRI, data. It's necessary for the infants to sleep because fMRI requires a participant to be quite still in order to get good images of the brain. While the infants were sleeping in the MRI scanner, we played nonsense sentences in different emotional tones of voice, very angry, angry, happy, and neutral. These sentences were created by Dr. Mark Pell and colleagues. Here's an example of a very angry nonsense sentence. I polamented a Mopar. And a very happy nonsense sentence. I polamented a Mopar. We found that even during sleep, the infants showed distinct patterns of brain activity depending on the emotional tone of voice we presented. We also found differences depending on levels of conflict in the infants' homes. Infants from higher conflict homes showed greater reactivity to very angry tones of voice in brain areas linked to stress and emotion regulation. Research with animals has shown that these brain areas play important roles in the impact of early life stress on development. However, this study is the first to show an association between early life stress and the functioning of these brain regions in human infants.
That was Phil Fisher of the University of Oregon. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College, celebrating 175 years of educating women leaders around the world.